SBS Radio.
With me today is Craig Jones. He is CEO and founder of Moogoo, and we are going to talk about one of the things that bite us during winter, eczema. Good day, Craig.
Good day. How are you going?
Good, thanks. And you?
Very well, thank you.
So it's a cold winter day out here in Melbourne compared to where you are. And from experience, I find that the colder it gets, the drier our skin gets, and for some, their eczema gets worse. Is that true?
For some people, yes, because dry skin is more susceptible to eczema because the skin barrier, that oil barrier, has broken down a little bit. And also we tend to take hotter showers and that breaks down the skin barrier. So for some people, the dry skin through winter can trigger eczema. For other people, spring and autumn, when things are really blooming and there's lots of pollen in the air, can trigger eczema. So eczema for people can be a seasonal thing, and winter is one of the seasons that can trigger it for some people.
And no one can really pinpoint to why we have it.
Yeah, we can pinpoint why we have it. What we haven't figured out totally yet is why it's increasing so quickly. So eczema, rates of eczema have more than doubled in 7 years in a UK study, for example. And most people will be aware, you know, when our generation was at school, very few people had eczema. And now we send our children to school and they're nut-free schools and they can't bring different things. And it's not because we're just being more fussy. It's because the rate of eczema is a lot higher than it used to be. But we do know what causes it.
Which is?
So eczema is an immune system problem. So the immune system, particularly of children whose immune system is still developing, their immune system will react to something it shouldn't. So the immune system will think it's a pathogen. So, for example, in my case, if I have mangoes, my immune system thinks that's toxic for me, and I'll start breaking out in eczema, typically inside the elbows and inside the knees is when it starts. But it also can be something that you're in contact with in the air, so pollen, grass seeds, that sort of thing.
So it's different for every individual.
Absolutely, and the key to really controlling it is to be very, very observant. So look for an outbreak and then think back a day or two what might have been different. So let's say it's your child and they're breaking out in eczema. Did they roll in grass the day before? Did they have a different type of fruit? Did they have a different type of food? And then you try eliminating that trigger and seeing if that makes it go away. And then, for you know, in my case, I can't have mangoes anymore, even though
I
love mangoes.
That's so sad.
Yeah, it was actually somebody else that noticed it, because it can be 2 or 3 days later that the eczema starts breaking out, but you just need to be very observant of what you're eating and what you're doing.
And in your case, mm-hmm. you've developed something that would help you with eczema from a personal experience, isn't it?
Actually, the first product we did was for psoriasis. So my mother had psoriasis, which is a terrible skin problem, but completely different to eczema. So psoriasis is a skin problem that's incurable, and it's the skin cells producing too many skin cells, and they start flaking off. And my mother had that, and she was using udder balm that's used to repair dairy cows' udders, but that particular product was very thick and pasty, so I reformulated that for her, and that was our first Moogoo product. A bit later, the eczema cream came along following that.
So with this one, you apply it once you've developed it, or do you apply it after seeing your eczema to flare up?
Well, what typically happens is the eczema will start with little insect bites. It'll look like insect bites, little lumps, and you or your child will start scratching, and that will start spreading. If you go to the doctor, which is a good idea, they will typically give you a cortisone cream, a steroid-based cream.
Yes.
And that's an anti-inflammatory cream, and it works very, very well. The only issue with it is you should only use it for a short term, because over a long term it will start to thin the skin. Some people feel they get dependent on it and things like that. So the cream, the eczema cream that we make, is a follow-on cream for that, and it works by improving the skin barrier function, so it makes your skin less susceptible to eczema, and it's also got some natural anti-inflammatories, and you can use that long-term. That's quite healthy for the skin.
So it doesn't have steroids?
No, it doesn't have steroids. It's a natural product that's good for the skin, and you can use it long-term. And the best way to use our product is whenever it gets itchy, rather than scratch, you rub the cream in, because scratching will break the skin as well and can lead to infection.
And that would be your initial reaction, wouldn't it, to scratch?
Oh, absolutely. So it's very difficult for children to get them to stop, so people will, you know, put them in gloves and things, but, stopping the scratch is what makes eczema so annoying. They can't sleep, they're irritable and things like that.
And I guess eczema is harder for parents who have children with eczema, isn't it? Because it's not just the child. The parent would have to be constantly monitoring the child in every move, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really distressing, particularly, you know, eczema in children that go to school. They feel very self-conscious about it. You know, they can get teased. So, and as a parent, you're a parent, I'm a parent, you know that whenever something happens to your child, you just want to do something, and they expect you to do something. And so eczema is one of those things that is very distressing. Go to the doctor. They'll normally get steroid cream, but the particular cream we make, and there are others, but our Mugu Eczema Cream is something you can apply rather than scratching, and it'll soothe the skin and help improve the skin barrier function as well.
As you mentioned earlier, it's important that we learn what triggers our eczema, isn't it?
Yes. And typically for children, something that can trigger them early, they may grow out of. There was actually a very interesting, eczema is related to allergies in general. So there was a very interesting recent study that was looking at nut allergies, for example. And it found that babies that were introduced to a little bit of peanut early had a much lower chance of developing a peanut allergy compared to a control group. So that's definitely not recommending that you feed your babies peanuts, but it seems to be something to do with there might be less variety of food, less variety of bacteria that our children are exposed to, and then the immune system doesn't get well educated and then starts reacting to different things. But over time, sometimes the children will grow out of it.
And what can we do to manage it apart from taking two hot showers?
Okay, so what you can do to manage it is you don't have to have a cold shower. Nobody wants it, especially
No.
down there in Melbourne. But just a lukewarm shower, so not a steaming hot shower. And try and use a very mild cleanser. So, you know, city people, we don't need to be scrubbing down with sodium lauryl sulfate or harsh sort of cleansers, just something that keeps us hygienic. And that helps because your normal skin's oil and skin barrier function is maintained. And then after the shower, while your skin is still moist, put on a good soothing moisturizer, and that improves your skin barrier function, and you'll be less susceptible to eczema, particularly the type of eczema that can come from contact eczema. You know, some people can develop eczema from the fragrance in their washing detergent and things like that. So it's good to keep the skin moisturized.
Yeah, a lot of people say that too much perfume can trigger it as well.
Yeah, particularly, well, there's an ingredient in perfumes called phthalates. What phthalates do is take the smelly thing, the perfume, and bring it out into the air. And that's what can trigger allergies in some people. For perfumes, in washing detergent, that can trigger it. And a good way to avoid that, if you're susceptible, is you after the wash, you rinse your clothes again in a little bit of water with about a cup of or half a cup of apple cider vinegar. And that the acidity of the vinegar takes all of that perfume out of your clothes.
So the next time you feel the urge to itch,
hopefully you have some Mugu cream on and you you put it on. But, next time you feel the urge to itch, put a cream on instead of using your fingernails.
Thanks very much, Craig Jones from Mugu.
Right, thank you.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.